We're talking today with the future prepped team from Holland High School. Sarah LaFaber was the leader of this group. Now, Sarah, tell us a little bit about this program.
Future Prepped is a program through the OAISD where a teacher, students, and a business partner, and the business and the teacher come up with an issue that the business is dealing with. They form that into a driving question, and then the students, on behalf of the business, try to solve that business's issue. They pitch to the business at the end of the 2 weeks, and ideally the business says, holy cow, teenagers, we never thought of that. We want to do it. Thank you.
So this is win-win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it's a symbiotic relationship because the students got to go through the creative sequence for 2 weeks where they researched, they incubated ideas, and they really learned how to dig deep and learn the inner workings of, in this case, Holland Public Schools. And then hopefully Holland Public Schools has benefited because our kids are trying to solve our issues.
All right, I want to talk to your team now, but introduce us to them first.
The team this year included Simon Ahrenshorst and Royce Cano, who graduated from Holland High School this year, Shaza Ben, who is a rising junior, Kendall Decker, who's a rising senior, Amadis De Leon, a rising senior, and Ahava LaFaber, a rising senior.
All right, Ahava, what was the big question that you guys were working on this summer, and how did you go about finding the answers to that question?
So our driving question is, how can we unite the community around the success of all students? And our very first day, we went out in the community and asked people what their perception was. So it took us a bit to dissect this really loaded question.
Simon, what were some of the things that you learned after being out in the community and talking with folks?
Yeah, so first day we went to the Holland Museum, which was one of the coolest things we saw. We got access to the archives, which no one gets access to. Then we went to the Armory Archives. Katie Colburn said to us, in order to get people to walk through your doors, you have to walk through theirs. And that really brought the forefront of our presentation to mind.
What do you think you learned, Amaris?
Okay, something that I learned is that a lot of people really do want to help Holland Public. They just don't know how to. So I think that giving, like pitching our idea and everything that we want to do for our community is a good way to get everyone to help us.
All right, Shaza, let's hear the pitch. What is the big answer that you had to this driving question?
So our solution is a two-part solution. The first part is a HPS Gives movement where students go around in the community, volunteer, and kind of go through others' doors. Our second is the Holland Children's Interactive Museum, where all students across the city can come and just enjoy. And this will bring in more revenue for our schools, and it will be located at the Longfellow Building, which is considered the heart of Holland.
Some really great ideas in this presentation. There were about 50 or so people in the board conference room when the presentation was made, including Superintendent Nick Cassidy, also school board members, there were community leaders and neighbors who were present. It was a really great presentation. If you'd like to see what these kids came up with for their answer to this driving question, we invite you to go to our website, check out the presentation. Also, there's some pictures there of not only the presentation, but the time that they spent in the community during their weeks together. Finally, I want to talk to Royce. Royce, you are a recent graduate of Holland High School. Now, when you look back at, well, this last week, but also the 13 years that you spent at Holland Public Schools, how has Holland Public Schools been right for you?
What I love about Holland Public Schools is the variety we have here. We have classes that can show you that you can be anything you want. Personally, I went through the Future Ed program, and now I will go into through the process of becoming an educator, and I just hope to come back and see the expansion Holland has done through all these ideas.
Well, we are so proud of this group, and Sarah, a great job, along with Ahava and Simon and Amaris, Chaza, Kendall and Royce. Thank you so much for your work on this project and for being a part of it. If you want to learn more about the Future Prep program and the presentation they made, we invite you to go to our website at hollandpublicschools.org.